Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Lasha over there. What's going on, Lash?
What's up, man?
I'm Pablo. What's going on, Pablo? What's up, Pablo? I'm good.
What up, man?
You? What's up, man? Just fucking around.
These West Coast games make it hard for us to stay up and watch the whole game, you know?
Yeah. It turns
Both
us around to
on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up, you know. I'm gonna watch the game, but that's not really happening. You know, you try, you fall asleep, you wake up, you're like, oh my God, what happened?
Did they win?
You have to check. You run to your phone. Oh, shit. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
And then you go back to sleep.
Yes. And then you go back to sleep. And then you figure out what happened. You know, you watch the video.
Yep.
Straight to the video. But, you know, this is what's happening right now. And, you know, it sucks because it's a really good series, too, you know?
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about that stuff in a second. We're going to talk about all that good stuff, especially with you. You know, I want to hear everything. Today, it's like, let's dissect Lasha and why he loves this team and what's the next move for you guys. There's a lot of stuff going on. All right. In a good way and a bad way, you know. But today's episode, we're going to enlighten you guys. You know, Lasha loves this. So do I. So once again, we're going to bring this back. We've spoken about this in the past and we're going to bring it back today. Because it's part of what's happening right now, you know? So the name of the episode is, I didn't realize I was tapping my helmet, you know? And what are we talking about, Lash?
So in the Tampa Bay game, I think it was about near the end of the game.
Yeah, it was the ninth, I believe.
Ninth inning, shortstop Taylor Walls of the Rays was at bat. And the umpire called a really bad pitch. It looked like a ball. He called it a strike. Walls didn't like it, so he voiced his opinion about it.
By tapping his helmet.
The ref said, just get back in there and play. And then I think he might have tapped it again. And then the ump got sensitive and just tossed him.
All right. And you would wonder why.
Game against the Astros.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it cost him the game, too. You know, it was the top of the ninth. So
they were losing anyway. Yeah,
they were losing, but still, there was their last chance. But the problem all this year, throughout this year so far, is a lot of missed calls by these umpires, pitches way out of the zone. And, you know, in the minor league system, they're doing the automatic balls and strike challenging system.
Yeah, the ABS system.
Yeah, where... If a pitch is considered a ball, they can go to the system where they show a replay on the Jumbotron, like they do on the Game Day app on the app, and it shows you exactly where the ball was located. And so it's really quick, takes like 2 seconds, and then they realize, okay, the umpire was wrong, and they change the count either to 2-1 or 1-2 or wherever the count may be.
Exactly.
So that's just the trial run they're doing in the minor leagues. Seems to be working. I don't know. I went to a game last year, Gwinnett Stripers here in Atlanta, and it seems to work. It was pretty cool. It's fast. I'm all for it.
Same here. You can challenge a strike
against it. Yeah.
Nah, you can challenge strikes and balls. You know, I like it because, you know, sometimes. So this is what happens. So this guy's like tap, which is the universal way of doing it when you have the ABS system in play. So it's a form of disrespect, you know, for these umps, because there's no way of challenging that in the MLB. So when you tap, it's like, hey, that was bullshit. You don't know what the hell you're doing. That was a strike. That was a ball. You know what I'm saying? So basically, they're challenging the ump, you know? And no, they don't like it. So that's why he got tossed. And now everybody knows that the reason why this is happening is because of the ABS system. And the guy's claiming, nah, that's not what I was doing, you know? But I think he knows what he was doing. He was protesting with the ump called, you know? It's okay, though. It's okay. Soon we won't have to worry about stuff like that, you know? But.
Yeah, no, but they need to challenge him, man. I would like to know what the percentage of missed calls are this year. Because if that was a situation where if it was like bases loaded and there's like two outs, you know, and maybe they're down by one run, you know, that makes a big difference, you know?
Yeah.
If you walk in that guy, all right, you walk. If you walk walls, that's a run. It could be a tie game now. Also, just think about it, the implications it could have if it was a playoff game. It's a regular season game, so it doesn't mean much. But if that's a regular season game, what are you going to do in the postseason? If you have a situation like that, you're not going to be able to challenge the balls and strikes. And you can leave it to the discretion of the umps. You know, umps are human beings. They make mistakes.
Of course.
You know, nowadays with this technology, you know, they are able to crunch numbers and tell you what's going on. So why not use a system? Why not use technology to your advantage if it's going to make the game a little bit more accurate, you know? And it's going to lead. But the problem is with people who say, well, then if you do that, what's the point of having umpires? You're going to take the feeling. You just make it a robotic game, which is true. I agree. I think you should still have umpires, but you can still check their, you know, the call, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You already check replay on a play, on a bang-bang play at first. What's the difference? The only difference is not a ball's not in action.
Yeah.
The difference is, so I'm all for it. Was it disrespectful? No. Maybe it was Taylor Wall's wing of, you know, trying to give the umpire the middle finger without giving the middle finger to the umpire, you know. But, you know, or yelling at the umpire, expressing his displeasure. So he felt like, well, let's be the discreet way of doing this, and we'll just tap my head on the helmet, basically saying, hey, just to know it, in the future, Mr. Umpire, this is what's going to happen. I hope you're ready. Here's a preview of what it's going to be like when players don't agree with your call. We're just going to tap our helmet, and you're going to know what to do.
No, it's okay, though, because then after that, they look, and they, like you said, everybody's human, you know. Sometimes it's really hard, you know. It's a bang-bang play. You can't really tell what's going on. It's going so fast, you know. And they get it right for the most part. But in situations where you disagree, you have the, you know, the choice, the voice, the opinion, say, hold on, let's take a look at that. I'm not happy with that. I agree. It's okay. You can do it if you have to. But for the most part, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to run it right. It's going to tell us exactly what we need to see and hear, you know?
Yeah.
But let's get it to
Mr. Holmes.
No, let's not talk about Mr. Holmes right now. We're not going to talk about anything Mets related for a while right now. We're going to talk about, we're in June now, right?
Yeah, one more month
to the trade deadline.
Almost a month and a half.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have that problem. So you guys went 5 in a row. Okay, so last week, this is the funny thing, guys. Just for you guys that, you know, listen, this guy was honing in on his game last week, right? This is the game against the Cardinals on Wednesday the 28th. And Lash is excited. Baltimore's winning. They're doing their thing. He's excited. But guess what? They end up losing.
They end up losing that game.
They blew it. You heard him? You heard what he said? They blew it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. When I took a look at that, I was like, wow. But check this out. After that, they had to play the White Sox. And they played the White Sox like they were supposed to. Like a team that has, you know, pieces and has the ability to win games with their bats, even if their pitching is not so good that day. But they did it. You know, they won, you know, tight games, 2-1, 4-2. You know, they won games. And then they won the last one 3-2. So they were all tight games. But this is the point. The point is that they were able to put together three in a row, right? And then they won four in a row, right? Because they played their first game against the Mariners and they were able to win that too. 5-1. So that showed momentum, right? So, and then guess what? They did it again. So they won the series. They won their last two series, okay? Their last two series. And they're about to play the third game tonight, which is, you know, for the sweep. We're going for a double sweep, which is good. This is, we're moving in the right direction, but the problem is, do we have enough time to right the ship now? That's the problem, okay? So this is my question to you. My question is, do you sell? Do you play? Or do you play baseball? Okay, like, look, you're 24 and 36, 13 games back.
12 you know, under.
You know, you played, you won five in a row. You're going for a double sweep today. But when do you, you know, what do? You're playing, you know, how do you play this?
Oh, that's easy. I saw pieces that you're not going to bring back. And hope that you can get either pitching prospects, because that's what they need, or get some type of second-tier pitching. Trade Mullins, his contract is done at the end of this year.
Okay, Thomas, let's backtrack 1 second. So basically you're selling that, you're telling me that there's no way you can get out of this hole, this 24 and 36, 13 games back. Not even a wild card? You're not even striving for that?
You can jump out of the hole, but the thing is you can still trade pieces and still kind of be a contender without trading major assets of your team. You know what I mean? All right, so trade the guys that you know you're not going to bring back. That's what I'm trying to say.
I like that.
If you know
like
you're not
going to
bring these guys back, okay, you know the division's out of reach. Just the Yankees keep winning. Yeah, they lost yesterday, but the Yankees are good. They're retooling. Baltimore's too far back. So I don't see, they could make a wild card, but first of all, you got to get over 500. You're 12 under. That's pretty far. That's a pretty deep hole. That means you got to win 12 in a row, or, you know, you have to have a good record between now and the trade deadline. Basically, yeah, you need to be at 500 or best.
Yeah, it's hard. Or
at the trade deadline. That's just too hard. You're going to hit another slump probably. You know, who knows how long this journey is going to, this fun ride is going to be. But if I'm the Orioles, they need pitching prospects. They need pitching. If you could trade Cedric Mullins, I know we talk about this a lot, to the Mets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
For Tyler McGill and Tyrone Taylor, wherever you want to trade me, or the sixth prospect in the Mets organization, or the Phillies, do it. Who cares? If you know you're not going to be signing the guy, who cares if you're contending or not? You know, okay, whether I'm contending, I'm still going to make this trade, because I'm going to get positive pieces back in return. You know, it's like a couple years ago in 2022, they were way better than they are right now, but they still decided to sell because they realized we're not quite there yet. We still need some pieces. And they traded Jorge Lopez, I think it was at the time, and some other pieces, and they got other prospects back, you know, pitching for them now. And so that's what you got to do. That's what a good GM would do. You know your weakness. So, yes, trade away players that you know that are near the end of the contract and you're not going to be signed. So, me, I'd also trade away maybe Junior Cano, who's been struggling out of the bullpen. I wouldn't trade Bautista yet. Yeah, he's had a first year. This is his first year back since his ACL injury. He's kind of been on and off, streaky. But I wouldn't trade him because you do need a future closer. But if they were to trade him, I wouldn't be too worried because Baltimore is known for finding closers in the past. You know, Zach Britton's of the world. You know, guys that you know you never heard of that became stars as a closer for them. So I went, Jorge Lopez was the closer before Batista. So you could trade Cano, Mountcastle. He's a potential, I think he has one more year left in Baltimore. So that's something you could, reason why you can get away with it, because you have good prospects coming up. You have Enrique Bradfield. You have Honeycombs, I think his name is. And then you have Mayo, who could take over for first. He's up now, but he could take over for first place. You have Sam Basala, who's your Triple A catcher right now, since he can't catch because you have Rutschman. He could be your first baseman. So yeah, you can afford to trade the players that have developed now, because you could just bring up other guys and just say, all right, if we're not going to be in the playoffs or we're contending, we'll try these prospects that we have now. Let them play. And the nice thing about Mullins is he's hot right now, so you would want to trade him because you get a good return in return. So you can't just say, oh, we're in the playoffs. We think we're going to make the playoffs. Let's just hold on to him. That'd be really stupid. And he's a one-year rental, so why not get rid of him?
It's a rental.
You know, I think he'd be good on the Mets or the Phillies. They both need center field help, more so the Mets. Tyrod Taylor's good defensively.
Defensively, amazingly. He's crazy.
That is not Mullins. Mullins has both. He's got the bat and the defense.
And he has the speed as well, just like Tyrod.
And
Tyrod has
the
some
outfield
speed.
Is shorter in Citi Field, so he has less to cover than the Baltimore's.
I think so.
That's
I don't
a plus.
Know.
I think so. I don't know. And also, he has a Gold Glove outfielder, or I don't know about Gold Glove, but he has a really good, he's got Juan Soto to his left, so that's not bad.
That's horrible. You're right. It's not bad. It's horrible.
But
you
either
know
way,
what?
He would add. He would, from an offensive standpoint, he adds the bat and he adds speed to the bases.
I agree.
So now you have a fifth guy who can steal, who can add pressure. Acuna, Mauricio. On Lindor, who else? Mullins, if he's traded. So now you have speed on the base pass. So you could put him anywhere in the lineup, and he could probably produce anywhere. So I would definitely trade. I don't worry about what my record is. You gotta get a return now, before it's too late. Because if you hold on to him, and then you either don't make the playoffs or you fall short in the first round. You know, and then you're just going to let him walk. You know how bad that's going to look? It's going to look really stupid. So just start the process now. Trade him.
So you think so? So you say, let's say the Mets pick him up, right? And then we end up, making it to the same exact spot, the NLCS, right? And we're playing against the Dodgers. And once again, we can't get over the hump. And Cedric has a very decent postseason. I don't know what, above normal. Above average, a couple of home runs here and there. He's hitting the ball, a couple of steals, a couple of RBIs. He wasn't forgotten. He didn't forget how to hit in the playoffs, So what do you re-sign him? Because, he's a free agent after that. So what do? Do you sign him or do you let him go? And you say, the project didn't work out. We didn't really want him. He's too old. How much do you sign him for? What do you do?
Here's the thing. If you're the Mets, you gotta say, okay, what are the potential free agent center fielders that are gonna be available? He's one of them. So besides him, can you get someone that's younger that can play defense as well, and can hit as well as he does? Two, do you have someone in your farm system that can, or do you have someone currently on the roster that can replace him and meet his standards or just be as good as him? If not, then you just sign him to a short-term deal. Okay, listen, give him a P. Alonso deal. Give him a two-year, one-year
exactly.
Option.
There you
give
go.
Give him a $31 million deal.
Out of my mouth. We took him out of my mouth. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That takes him to 33 at best, maybe 32 if he opts out.
Exactly.
He's
not going to want it, though.
Alonso deal a year, then you could let him go or re-sign him.
He's not going to want that deal, though. You know why?
Because
it's no guarantee. Yeah. He wants guaranteed. So he wants his 5 years. He's 30 years old, So
well,
he's
then the Mets is just going to let him walk, then.
Exactly. Depends. That's the problem. We don't know.
Orioles did this last year. They let Austin Hayes go. He in 2023 was an all-star for them. It just he at the time they were at Baltimore need of bullpen help, and they got Gregory Soto and Sir Anthony Dominguez from the Philadelphia Phillies. So far that trade's been okay. Those guys have been inconsistent. Right now they're doing good, Soto and Dominguez. And Austin Hayes, he's made a name for us. He's doing good, and he's having a decent year in Cincinnati. Philadelphia didn't re-sign him. They let him go. So you can't worry about what happens to your former players once you go. You got to say, what can I get for him now that we need the most? We need starting pitching. If we can get a top-tier prospect that is a starting pitcher for Cedric Mullins, whether that's be from the Yankees, from the Mets, or the Phillies, the reason why I say those two teams, because those are two teams that have been mentioned the most.
Nolan McLean, yeah. That's the guy, number six. Then the two guys. That's the pitcher, yeah. That's the pitcher for Cedric Mullins. That's the rumor. Yeah, it's a six.
So you trade for him, and you say, okay, we'll try again next year. Let's develop this guy that the rest of the year in our farms, put him in AAA or wherever he – where is he now, in AAA?
Yes.
Yeah, so you keep him in Norfolk or whatever it is. And then if your team is out of it, you know what I would do? Bring him up anyways. Let him see how he does. If we know, okay, cool. We got a future starter. He's going to be good. He could be, you know, because last day, you know, the number one problem with Baltimore is that the whole rotation is gone from last year, essentially, except for Kramer. Either injuries or lack of performance or free agency is what killed Baltimore. Burns is gone. But it's funny. Burns is now on the IL for Arizona. He's been out for a while. Eflon was hurt. Now he's back. He's okay. Tyler Rogers, he's back in AAA, but he was a guy they got from Miami. He's been disappointment so far. And then Rodriguez has been hurt. And then, like I said, Burns, you let go. So basically, you just got a bunch of nobodies or washed up. You got a guy from Korea, Japan, who's okay. Sugano, Tomoe Sugano.
He's been
good, actually. He's been surprisingly good. But part of it is that the teams don't know who he is. And then Charlie Bourne, he sucks. He's old. He's washed. But yeah, he's won his last two. But I'm not impressed because, you know, he played crappy teams. But, you know, either way, so. Their number one thing is that they got to get the pitching rotation better. Now, what gives me hope is they got Colin Cowser back, and he's been hitting for them. He's been doing great. So that's a plus. Westbrook should be coming back in a week or two. So those are two good offensive players that contributed last year that helped the offense. So if those guys can help the offense, it's going to wake up the offense. You know, but, you know, even in these wins, they're still struggling, you know. They're still leaving a lot of guys on base. You know, they're not pushing the runs. You know, yesterday's game was exciting because they were down 2-1 and then going into the seventh. They were down, 2-1, something like that. And then they got a man on second, and Kershaw hit a triple. And then two runs scored, and they took the lead, and they never looked back again. Now, granted, you know, I look at series. Seattle is a contending team because right now they are. So they're playing against a winning team and they're doing really well. They're shutting down that offense.
That's what I'm talking about.
So that's a good sign.
Yes, it is. That's a great sign.
Because if it's just Colorado and Chicago, you know, we play the Athletics net. They're terrible.
But hey,
they only have one good starter and a good closer.
But
they could beat you too.
Exactly. So you have to be careful. You can't say that. You know, you have to play one day at a time, you know, one game at a time. You know?
One team.
That's it. Look, you know, what's in front of you. This is what we have. Let's try to go out there and win. You guys have been winning. If you win today, that's six in a row. And you go and you play some more. And you keep trying, you know, but I don't know. You know, like you said, don't trade everything away. Don't put everything out there. Just the pieces you know that you're not going to be working with any longer. Even if you go on a playoff run, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're trying to get in there, be a wild card at this moment, at this time. This is what the plan is. You can't just fold. If you can try to fix it a little bit, you guys have a little bit of momentum going on right now. I think it's great. But it's bad because next month it's like, all right, did we pull off the right moves here? Did we get better overnight? Yes or no? And
yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah, so I'm all for selling. Like, I sell the guys you're not going to resign. Even if you have to, for me to trade Felix Bautista, if you would have to get a major haul, but you need to trade him to a team that needs a closer and who's definitely in contention. I don't know if they would trade in division, because look at Yankees. They're struggling with their closing issues. What'd you call it? You know, Devin Williams, he's
Williams.
They move him to the eighth spot. He's been doing better lately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Dude,
I saw him play yesterday.
I love it.
But so, hey, babe, now you don't know how, you know, hey, maybe, all right, cool. Maybe he'd be closing, Devin Williams be the setup man. Who knows? So you could have a 1-2 punch in New York. I don't know. You know, but if you're going to trade someone like that, you know who the Warriors are going to want in return? You better give me Spencer Jones or someone, you know, one of the top prospects or pitching prospect, at least. I don't know about Spencer Jones. They're going to hold on to him. He's a potential outfielder for them. So I don't see that. But if you can give me a, you know, a top tier pitcher, the problem with the Yankees, one thing I always notice about the Yankees, they don't know how to develop starting pitching. And if they do, they go somewhere else and they freaking, you know, do great. So look at Michael King. Was great, traded him, and now he's doing all right in San Diego, but.
No, he's not doing all right. He's become something, okay? He's a big, he's a household name now, okay? Let's not act like we don't know who that guy is, okay? He's definitely become, you're right. Like, they, you know, even if that was the answer for Juan Soto, this is what they did, right? For Juan Soto, sure. Let's go for a run. They made it to the World Series, so it worked, okay? It wasn't like they just couldn't finish. It worked. Now, is it going to work for us in the same way that it works for the Yankees overnight? No, it's not. It doesn't seem like it. But it's okay, though. You know why? Because we have him. And eventually he's going to, you know, come out of it and he's going to figure it out and he's going to start hitting again. But we got there last year without him and we're doing the same thing this year. And, you know, we're seeing little, you know, little hints of it here and there. But whatever, it's okay. We'll figure it out. He's gonna like winning here, you know, because he knows he's not. He doesn't have to be number one here. He just has to be, you know, and that extra piece that makes us even better. Look at that. Who knew that Alonso was gonna be having this type of season? All right, that's a plus too, you know. So it's like Juan Soto's playing like an old Alonso, and Alonso's playing like old Soto. You know, like role reversal. Can you imagine if they were both playing at their best? You know, shit.
You would be 20 games above. You'd be 20 games above 500 and have like a 10.5 game lead on the next best team.
Exactly.
But no, Juan Soto got hot during this LA series, so that's a good sign. Now that just proves what I've always been said.
No, it wasn't
warm weather.
No, but it wasn't. That's not true. No, he got warm. He started hitting during the Colorado, the Colorado series. He started hitting during that series, but
that's true.
But you know,
like base hits and doubles.
Yeah, no, he was doing his thing. Whatever. He hit, you know, 3 home runs, right? In a short span. But against Colorado, whatever. And then he hit one against the Dodgers. But listen, we're not here to talk about him. We're not here to talk because everybody's talking about him. And I just said I gave everybody the reason why we're not going to talk about him. It's going to give him some time. Let's give him time. Because just like Lindor came over here and I'm like, wow, Lindor's not doing what he did over there. And then all of a sudden, boom, all of a sudden he became this MVP type caliber player, you know, where he's like, let me put this team on my back. I can do this. It doesn't weigh as much as you think. I can handle this. And he did. He showed us that he is a captain. You know?
Yeah. Lindor, he's staying afloat. He's doing okay. But
yes, yeah, he's doing great.
You expect you would want him to do better, which he will. After the second half. So
exactly.
I'm not worried about it. Stay afloat.
Exactly. Listen, Lindor has been playing. Listen, Lindor got hotter faster than he usually does. You know, so I'm not saying anything. He's on fire right now. Lindor is definitely hitting the ball. He's carrying the team. Alonso's definitely like, oh, let me get some of that weight. I got it too. So Soto will hit. Nemo's been great. You know, look at that. This is what the crazy part is.
Alvarez will hopefully start getting together. If he starts getting hot, you know.
It's okay. You know why it's okay? Because we have Torrens.
He has a good defense.
We have Torrens, though.
And Torrens, too.
So Torrens is great. So listen, now, the problem is, don't overplay Alvarez. If Torrens is doing great, let's play the hot hand. I think if you play the hot hand, then you can, you know, figure it out later along the path, you know. Like, don't waste a hot hand. If it's there, let's use it right here, right now. This is how I would want to play this team, but this team isn't being played like that. Look at that. Mauricio, they bring him up, right? He's up here now. He's struggling a little bit. You know, he's not hitting the ball. It's okay. We're going to have to give him a break. But when you do that, you're just confusing players and confusing everybody around you. You don't know what's going on. Think about it. You're like, oh, today I'm playing third. Tomorrow I'm sitting on the bench. Tomorrow I play for two innings at the bottom of the eighth. I come in and I run a couple of, you know, plays over the first. For a couple, you know, nah, that I don't appreciate that, because the player doesn't get to develop properly. The player doesn't get his opportunities to become that elite player. You know? I don't know. What happened to your boy? Was it Jackson, right? Jackson Holiday, right?
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, like, all right, I understand he was struggling, but you have to give him time to...
He's doing okay now.
Yeah, exactly. You have to give him time.
He's not like hitting home runs, but he's getting on base. He's pushing runners.
There you go.
His dad's helping him with change of stance and approaching hitting. So, yeah, so you just got to give... You got to wait. You know, same thing with the Orioles. That's what I mean, like... The offense is just too good to be just this bad. I don't see that happening. You got to give it time. Henderson is slowly, you know, Henderson has been not. Both Rutschman and Henderson have not producing, but Rutschman in the last 2 days hit a home run. So he's been okay. But if you need those two guys to perform, you know, it's just like the Mets. You need Lindor to perform and Soto. If those two guys start hitting...
The top three. Listen, if the top three hit, listen, for the first time the other day, in the same uniform, obviously, all three of them hit a home run. You know what I'm saying? I believe it was against Colorado. You know, they hit a home run, all three of them. Lindor, Alonso, and Soto. So, first time. That should be happening a lot, to be honest with you. You know, that's how I feel. That should be happening a lot. It shouldn't, you know. And not so late in the season. That should have happened a while ago. But it's okay. It's happening now. And I think that they have a shot. You know, I want to analyze, you know, the way they're playing baseball right now. Because it's funny, because they put the Dodgers on top at home and then the Dodgers at the bottom at their crib, you know, in L.A. So it's funny, because in between that is a whole bunch of garbage, right? And we were supposed to behave a certain way on our way back to the LA series and, you know, on the West Coast. So I want to analyze how we, you know, we did based on that. I think maybe we pulled it off. I don't know. Maybe you're telling me what you think, you know, but we're going to talk about that in a second. I think you guys did really great. You know, like, listen, White Sox, let's get them out the way. Boom. And then momentum happens. And then now the Mariners. If you win today, it's going to be great for you guys. It's going to feel good. You're going to say, all right, now we have something. Let's keep pushing. You know, listen, it's going to be hard to get back on top, but a wild card isn't going to hurt you guys. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at the wild card situation. Have you looked at it?
No, I'm pulling up right now.
Perfect. So am I. Let's see what we got here.
I'm guessing Minnesota would be at the top.
No, but I see it. You're 8 games back out of that. 8 games.
Yeah, Minnesota's on top of the wild card. Minnesota, Cleveland. Yeah, they're at the top. Yep.
Yes,
and
sir.
You just took two out. Well,
three out of Seattle. Yeah, exactly. You can sweep Seattle. So you're playing like that, then you can pull it off. So, yes, you're 8 games back right now. You know, we're going to start watching that now. That's something to watch. Unfortunately, so young in the season, but at the same time, you know.
It's a hard mountain to climb.
Exactly. And July's right there. So you have to be able to try to make the team a little better over that little span and try to fight forward and try to get a slot in the wild card. This is what you were talking about with the Mets last year, you know. We had to fight our way in there, you know? And it's funny because towards the end, we almost lost that wild card. But we were able to fight back, you know? So, this is why we feel like it's never over. But 8 games back in the wild card with all the baseball that's left, you can definitely pull something off there. We're not talking about the division anymore. We're talking about a wild card situation. And I think you can definitely pull that off, you know? You know? I think so. If you pull off the right moves at the trade deadline.
Well, the reason why but the problem with that is you got to look at it. Remember, Seattle could be in contender, so they could be trading for players that they need. Kansas City, they're right half a game out. Tampa Bay is always good. You can never count Tampa Bay out. They could be trading for players, you know.
Yeah.
They could trade you know, who knows? They could trade Lowe, I think is the second baseman. You know, Yankees might want him because Yankees need a second baseman. So they trade him, you know, who knows? So it all depends on what other teams do as well. You can't just look at like, oh, I hope all these teams above me lose. Just looking at Texas, they have a really good starting rotation. The problem with them is they're like Baltimore. Their offense is dry. And they have good offensive players. Good bullpen, but good starting staff. But offense not producing. Boston, great starting staff, in my opinion.
Yeah, of course.
And then they got issues. Cora's having problems in locker rooms. They're talking about trading Duran.
I know. Crazy. That's not going to happen because the controllability.
He's
a star player and he's not getting paid at all. So, the pieces, not, but. Now, you would know that the trade return for that would be insane.
And Toronto sucks. I don't care what anybody says.
Hey, listen. There's a lot of teams, you know, for some reason, I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of teams this season, this 25, you know, campaign, have gone on a lot of runs, a lot of streaks, a lot of teams that you would think that wouldn't, you know, pull something off. Like, you know, the crazy streak that Minnesota went on, for like, what, 12 games in a row. There's a lot of teams out there, you know. I think the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Washington, right prior to us going into the LA series, had a crazy streak going too. Like, a lot of teams, like Washington had won 10 out of the last 13, you know what I'm saying? So they were playing really good baseball. Washington, this is a team that everybody thinks I think they're close to being ready, you know? Couple of pieces, and they're going to be going in the right direction. I think the NL East is going to be changing up a lot. It's going to be Washington is going to be up there. Philly's going to drop a little. I think the window's closing. The Mets can continue to spend money and try to figure it out, try to get better, especially depending on what wall we hit. I don't think we're ready to make the World Series. unless Soto becomes that player that they paid for. I'm not going to say we paid for, they paid for. Because, you know, at this point, it's a novella I'm watching, but it's, you know, I'm watching it for free. Sometimes I get paid to watch. So that's how crazy that is. But you used to get paid to watch too.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great feeling. But we're not. Listen, I think that Baltimore has a shot. If you look at it from that perspective, you know what I'm saying? You can't look at it from, oh, we want to win the division. We want to do this. We want to win a World Series. Nah, okay, let's get to the wild card situation. Let's fight for one of those. And I think you can pull that off. If you start figuring it out, I see that obviously you're playing really good teams well. Like the Mariners are really good, you know. And who are you playing after the Mariners?
So they play Sacramento, who's on a 9-game losing streak.
Man,
if you can go, if you go 5-1 on this road trip, or I don't see 6-0. But if you were to go 6-0, and then you come, I'm looking at the schedule now. I don't know if they come home after. I think they do come home. So they got Athletics on Sunday. Then they come back to Detroit. Detroit's a really good team. So
that's, of course, now another test.
That's a good test. If you get to see Detroit, if you get to take 2 out of 3 from Detroit, okay, all right, now that's a sign. Okay, then they play. Then they play the Angels at home. Angels can take one from you, but they, you know, they're rebuilding kind of.
They just swept the Dodgers too.
Then they play Tampa Bay.
Forget that. It's not gonna be that easy, but it's a good test. But this is, you know what? Okay, so if you get to the point where in the Detroit series, if you destroy Sacramento / Las Vegas, whatever you want to call them, right? So they're on a losing streak. You sweep Seattle tonight, right? This afternoon. They start this afternoon. If you sweep them, then you go into that Sacramento / LV series and you sweep them, because this is the type of momentum that you guys are carrying right now. This is a big ball. You guys are creating that big ball effect where you're steamrolling now. If you can pull that off, right, go into that Detroit series and show them that you destroyed Seattle, you were able to destroy the teams that everybody else is destroying, then you compete against Detroit, then that's when the GM has to say, what are we doing? Are we going to go for it full throttle? Are we looking for pieces, or are we giving away pieces? This is a good test.
But I'll tell you this.
Ooh.
Baltimore, if they are going to trade, they're not trading for position players. They're trading for pitching staff only. And in my opinion, they're going to go after guys that still have controllability. They're not going to make the mistake of going after Burns and then you know he's gone at the end of the year.
Yeah, you but know? Did you guys really even try to go after Burns?
Like, no.
You guys,
that was not a mistake. That was just being cheap, in my opinion. Oh,
okay, so that's a different story.
According to prospects.
That's different.
But either way, so then you got to look around. You got to say, okay, hey, Oakland, I know you got a couple good starters. Hey, what can we give you? I guess, you know, these guys, these starters that we need, you know? Guys that still have controllability. That's what they're looking for. They're not going to go after another Corbin Burns guy, especially if they know they're not going to re-sign him. The reason why they got Eflon is because they have years of controllability, 2 years. After this, they got to re-sign him. I think they'll re-sign him because he's worth less money. He's not going to ask as much money as Burns did. You know? He's a good pitcher. And then also, you're going to hope that the next year, you can hope that Rodriguez is back, Kyle Bradish is back, what's his name, Tyler Wells, the other starting. Remember, those are the three starting pitchers they don't have. And
I know, that's why
Wells was good last year. And, Grayson Rodriguez, he always hurts. But when he's good, he had a good couple games this year, but then he got hurt. He's not coming back till July. So the thing is like, you know, that's another thing. Do I trade for starting pitching, or do I just hold off and see if the guys I have in-house can perform and do well for me? Because if you're going to get them back, right? Let's say you start trade for starting pitching. What are you going to do with Rodriguez and Wells if they come back? They don't have a spot unless you kick out somebody else. Well, they could kick out Charlie Morton. That's true. But what happens if you trade for him and not trade for him, but all right, so the guys you get, those guys could replace Charlie Morton's spot. They could replace Dean Kramer, who's been inconsistent, in my opinion.
I can replace Charlie Morton right now, unfortunately.
Put him in the bullpen.
He just won his first game the other day. You know,
he won two. He's won two in a row.
Look at that. Oh, my God. There you go. Look at that. Let's round of applause. Now, listen. This is momentum. This is momentum. So now he has momentum. Now he feels like, all right, now I can get back to my true form. Whatever he thinks, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as it works, okay? This is what you need. This is what you want, right? Listen, you can win tonight. You've done it for the last 2 nights. You already won the series. So what? Let's continue to win. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, so in the last nine, in the last nine games, the Orioles are 7-2. The ERA has gone down. The offense is not where you want it to be, but Baltimore is really good when they score runs. They're not scoring runs, so it puts
any
a lot
team is really
pressure.
Good when they score runs.
No, they do.
Any team is good when they score runs.
Of course, yes. The Yankees are good. The Mets are great.
The Mets are great. I got stats
when
for
they
you.
Score runs. But you know what's carried. You see, the nice thing about the Mets is what's carried the Mets this far.
I'm listening.
Is their
Let me
pitching
see if you know.
Staff.
Oh,
the starting rotation has carried them, and the bullpen too, which is great because if one of them falters, but the offense picks up, okay, cool. You don't need lights out performance from Diaz. You don't need lights out performance from the
starters. Canning, Holmes,
Canning, and Holmes, and
you know.
Senga. What's his name?
Senga,
you know?
What's wrong with you, bro? You don't know my rotation. Peterson, McGill.
Peterson, I was thinking of Peterson. Tyler
what's
McGill,
wrong?
Peterson.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. Get it right, bro. Listen, the best rotation in baseball. You know what's funny? They're the best in the National League. I know, but in the National League, right? In the National League. In the American League, in the total, right? In the runs numbers, right? So, like, Texas is better than us. Believe it or not, and the Grom is there. Church is coming back.
Leiter and Kumar Rocker, former Met prospect.
Listen,
they're all there too. So
let me explain something to
you.
But
they don't score.
Met pitches wherever they are, wherever they're sprinkling right now. Listen, the Grom is figuring it out again. That he's doing his thing. He's has a new arm slot. He used to pitch for us. Scherzer's coming back. Scherzer's played for everybody in the right situation. The Dodgers. He started in Detroit, right? He played for Washington. I think he had the ring from Washington when Soto was there as well. You know what I'm saying? So all the pieces were there at the right time, you know? He played for us. It didn't really work out for us, you know? But he's that guy, though, you know? I think a lot of, Walker, Wheeler, all these guys, you know, Lugo, they're all thriving, you know? They're all doing their thing, you know? I think there was always something there, just that. I feel like the pitching on the Mets right now is so elite and so crazy. Like, I love it. Like, we don't have to worry about pitching. It's the hitting. I don't think we're faking anything. I think we're just going to, like, ease ourselves into the playoffs with no problem. Like, how we do it, how well we do it is up to them. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think they'll make the playoffs. You just don't want to fall to the wild card spot. Like I said, if your pitching can stay hot and if your pitching can perform like the way they're doing,
yeah,
and
that's
you
the
get point. Help from the offense, Lindor's hitting like crazy, Soto's hitting home runs and doubles and triples like crazy, Pete Alonso keeps doing what he's doing. Nimmo starts getting hot too, starts hitting balls. You get production from Alvarez and Acuna. I'm waiting to see when Acuna is going to start producing because he has the power to hit home runs.
Oh my God. You know what? You see people say that. So this is okay. You know why?
You don't think so?
Okay. Of course. Let me explain something to you. I can explain this to you. Listen. All right. It's just so easy to explain. All right, and you know I like that. I like that energy that you're bringing. See, you're wondering why. It's very simple. They're not playing him every day, Lasha. All right, they're playing McNeil. Right, they have to. Every second base is like a whore. You know, somebody new is sleeping on her every night. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else is whipping their business out on her every night. This is what it is, okay? Second base for the Mets is Acuna, right? It's you know, it could be Mauricio, it could be Vientos, it could be Beatty, it could be McNeil. You know, like, you don't know who's going to get second base tonight. That's horrible. It can't be like that. I need Acuna to be on second base on a daily basis, you know? All right, listen. And the whole thing with Beatty, all right, Beatty has a hot hand right now. So that's the only player that's actually getting, he has the hot hand business. Everybody else isn't getting that. Because if that was, McNeil should be coming off the bench. I don't care how much money he got paid, you know, when Epler was the GM and he won the batting title that year and he got paid for it. I understand all that, but that's a mistake that didn't, you know, it didn't work out. So listen, he has to play off the bench. He's a great utility player. He can play left field, true left fielder. He can play second. He can play third maybe, but we don't need all that. Just play the slot that's, you know, we need a DH and we need a DH that day. But let's not overdo it with him. We need to make our team better and stronger. And having a corner on second base makes us stronger on a daily basis, but we're not doing that. So, you know, Vientos gets hurt, hamstring issue. So we bring up Mauricio. So now Mauricio's playing third. So now Beatty is the hot hand, but he's not getting, you know, the at-bats that he needs to stay hot, you know? So, like, this is why I have a problem. I'm like, you have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Play the hot hand when you see a problem at a certain position, then you fix it. If Tyrone's not hitting, I know he has amazing defensive skills, but you play McNeil at center field. You know what I'm saying? He's not. He's older, but he's not slow. He can run back there. You know? Nemo has to play left field on a daily basis. You can't switch him out. You can't say Nemo's not playing left field tonight because McNeil has to play. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, McNeil wasn't there for a long time. McNeil wasn't there during the postseason last year. He wasn't supposed to play in any of those games because you needed to earn that slot. You weren't there. We got here without you, so we're going to continue to play without you because that's our best foot forward, you know? Like, we can't do that. I don't know how you feel about that, but listen, if you're not clutch, McNeil's not a clutch player anymore.
No, McNeil, I don't know what happened to him. He had a good year 2 years ago. I think won the Gold Glove, and then ever since.
No, he won the batting title and got paid.
That batting title. Yeah. I don't know what happened. He'll go somewhere else, and he'll just be, you know.
He's not. He's in the control till 2027, so he's not going anywhere, bro.
Yes, he is, because if Steve Cohen can eat up all these Verlanders contracts and all these other guys, DeGroms.
No, but it's not about that. He's a great utility player. You have to play him like you have to play the hand properly. You know, you just can't say, all right, he got paid this much and we need to play him every day. You need to put him on a bench and he has to play his position because he wasn't there when we got where we got. You know, when we got to the NLCS, he wasn't a contributor of that, you know. He got to play in games he wasn't really supposed to be playing in. That's how I feel. That's my opinion. But I'm not saying he doesn't have moments where he's like, oh, this is what I remember. I remember McNeil being great. He was. He used to be great. But we need to, you know, yeah. It's different now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. It's very disappointing. But I don't know. If you let him go, who's going to replace him, you know? Who are you going to get for second base?
Listen, it doesn't matter, bro. We have so many options for that, Lasha. We have Beatty, right? If you want second base, Acuna should be playing second base every day, in my opinion. And then you have Vientos on third, right? But Vientos, he's hurt right now. He hasn't been producing the way he's supposed to. So they have been playing Beatty there. Beatty's been playing well there. We have options, you know. We have Mauricio can play either one, you know. DH. You don't really have a DH, you know? So, like, a true DH. So, we can, you know, that can be a slot where everybody gets a turn to build, you know? Mauricio can hit there. McNeil can hit there. Marte can hit there until we get rid of him this year. After this year, he's gone. So, we don't need that anymore. I want to get a little younger. I'm not saying that I don't love Nimmo. I love Nimmo. He's, you know, one of our veterans. I see what Alonzo's doing, so hopefully we pay him because, all right, this can't be a fluke. Let's see if we get to the playoffs and Alonzo carries the team when he has to. The way he's been playing is phenomenal. I feel like I don't think that, you know, a player deserves, you know, more of a salute than Alonzo right now for carrying this team when the team hasn't been hitting at all. But for some reason, Alonzo has been able to carry us, you know. Lindor has been, you know, had moments of like, I'm not hitting at all. But, you know, Alonso had 2 home runs last night by himself, you know, 5 RBIs. Soto got the other one with a hit, right? Like, whatever. Like, Alonso's serious, you know. Tell me about Alonso right now. What do you see from the sidelines? Because you're looking at the games from the sidelines. So I want to see what you think about Alonso.
I think he's doing well. He's doing way better than they expected.
Oh man,
he's overperforming that contract they gave him. He's gonna pay. He's gonna find the nearest bank and cha-ching, either Cohen's money or somebody else.
Philadelphia, I'm scared. Philadelphia might play themselves.
Yeah, and because they know they've been rotating Realmuto at first and Harper, but who knows? But either way.
I'm scared, bro. I'm scared that the Phillies might just drop a lot of money. And Schwarber, too, because, you know, Schwarber's going to be a free agent.
He's going
to
be
free. Alonzo's a free agent. So, I would love to steal Schwarber from the Phillies.
I was going to say, if you let Alonzo go and you get Schwarber, then what do you lose?
I know you don't lose anything. I mean, no, it's a win-win. No, but if to have both, that, you know, Schwarber. Of course you can. Why not?
Well, you'd have him as DH?
Yeah, of course. We don't have a true DH. I've been saying that all season. I've been saying that. It's only been 2 months. I don't know. But I've been saying this. We don't have a true DH. Somebody's going to, that you already know, you don't have to even look at the card. You don't, DH, it's going to be Schwarber. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to give Alonzo a break, you put Schwarber on first. But to have both of those guys on a team, that's going to be that's going to be what gets us over the Dodgers. You have to understand that we're gonna talk about I know, like, especially you, I want to ask you those questions. You know, we talked about your team, what they need to do. You're a seller. You agree. I agree. Listen, I think that you should be selling, but not the big pieces. I think you should, you know, cherish what you have and work with what you have. The big pieces, Cedric Mullins, listen, he's getting older. He's a good run piece, you know, like right now he's hitting. He's hitting because he knows he's due for a contract. You know, these players do this all the time. Let's not even get it twisted. We already know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I personally think the Mets will keep Alonso, but
man.
If Vladimir Guerrero were to become they just signed him, so he's not going to become available. So never mind.
No, he's not available. Take that back, son.
So either way.
It's Schwarber. Schwarber
is a little older than Alonso, I think.
No, I think they're the same age. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's not about that, Lasha. It's about putting the pieces together, you know, where your lineup gets even more dangerous than it was. You know, listen. Schwarber's another guy that's thrived. You know, like, listen, the Nationals, amazing. He was a Mets killer. He played for the Phillies, Mets killer. He played for, who else did he play for? He played for a couple of teams. He's always been a Mets killer.
Schwarber, yeah.
Yeah, so listen, we can get him on our teams. Cubs, right?
That's where he mostly came from, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mets killer. He's been a killer. We have this. I think we need that.
Yeah, so if that's the case, it sounds like you'd rather have Schwarber than Alonso. But if you can keep
both.
By all means, we're going to have to pay a lot of money for both.
That's okay. It's worth it. If you want to get over the hump,
Well, yeah. If for this year, if you want to get over the hump, and you know that, all right, we need
No. Think about it, though. Think about it, Lasha. Think about it. So you have Lindor, right? You have Soto, Alonso, Schwarber. You know, like just right there, like just, are you crazy? That's perfect. That's dangerous. That's super, super dangerous. You know, you can win a couple of championships with that on the belt, you know? Listen, the Dodgers, they came to Citi Field, right? And then after the Dodgers came to Citi Field, they had to play the White Sox, right? And then they threw in the Rockies, right? All at home. So it's like, oh my God, we have to play this amazing team. But this amazing team was struggling prior to jumping on the series with the Mets, right? So you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen here? And then after that, you know, you throw in some more Rockies action, right? And then you throw in some Dodgers action. So now we're, today's the last game of the series, right? And the Mets have been playing the Dodgers really well. So, yep. So this is the crazy shit about this, you know, excuse my language, of course, but the Dodgers come to Citi Field, boom. They beat us in the first game, 7-5. We're like, damn, that hurt. And in extra innings. So we're like, all right, we're that type of club where we keep games close, right? Because the Dodgers destroy everybody else. They destroyed the Yankees recently, and it hurt them, you know? But now the Yankees, you know, kind of, you know, made us hurt too, but we made errors in one of the last. In the rubber match. In the rubber match, we made errors, so whatever. It's okay. That's how baseball is. You make an error, you lose the game. In the second game, we beat them 5-2, and then we beat them 3-1, right? So, like, this is a team that's stacked with amazing players. Otani, Freeman, Betts, right? That's their three best players, right? So, you compare that to what? You compare that to Alonso, Lindor, and Soto, right? So, who do you think out of those three have the best, you know, trio? We're getting close to like trying to match them, you know, but I have the numbers here, and but I know you're not looking at them, and I need you to tell me what you think. All right, if you were a betting man, I know, listen, I would pick the same three. I know why, but you tell me, Lasha, tell me.
So those three, Alonso, Lindor, and Soto versus who?
Otani, Betts, and Freeman.
Oof.
Exactly.
That's hard.
It's not hard.
Well, right now you got to go with who's been producing the most.
Okay, so I have to know. I have those numbers right here.
I would think it would be the Mets that are producing the most as far as offensive productive, you know, two out of those three guys for the Mets have been producing pretty well. Otani, they just walk him all the time, it seems like. So, and right now he can't pitch. He's not pitching. So from offense, and Mookie Betts, he's doing all right, but he's not lights out, you know. And Freeman, he's been good, but he's not lights out either. He's having a good year.
He's having a great year. You know, he's batting. I think he's batting like almost 400. He's batting almost 400.
He's doing crazy.
But check this out. Okay, listen, Lasha. All right, this is the thing. Okay, you're saying that. So you're telling me that you will go with the Francisco Lindor, Peter Alonso, Soto mix versus Otani. You can't juggle them. This is what it is. It's these three versus these three. So you're telling me that.
Or then I'd pick, if I could choose.
Mm-mm. You can't choose. It's that package versus this package. Okay. It's,
well, on paper, it'd definitely be the Dodgers. Those three in LA are the better pick. But if you're going by latest performance and who's really been doing well and who has the potential to continue to do well, both can and will continue to do well. It's just, who has a, see, here's the thing. The reason why I say the Mets, because those three guys have a more of an impact on the whole team. Whereas the Dodgers, they have so many pieces. So they don't
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
they don't solely rely on those guys. So if they if those guys aren't doing well, it's okay because they got Teoscar Hernandez, they got Kike Hernandez, they got Will Smith, they got what's his name? Rojas, I think I forgot his name, but they got other pieces that
yeah, they just have so many pieces.
Contribute.
Where but I feel Mets, the same. I feel the
they
same
don't
thing
have
about the
Mets.
I do. No, they do. I feel you know? Like they do. That's the crazy thing about the Mets. Okay, because you say, you know, you watch them on a daily basis. Everybody talks about the big names, right? But you know, you have Vientos. You know, you have your Sidney McNeil. McNeil, for some reason, he gets the hit. You know, like it's weird to me. I wanna hate on him, but for some reason, he's been getting the hit. You have Beatty now hitting like now we call him Beatty Bonds on the you know on the group chat. His name is Beatty Bonds now. It's crazy because you know he's always getting the hit. You know Torrens is amazing. I don't understand why he's not getting the starting you know the starting role on the catcher side and then have Alvarez you know play from the back end and play less and try to figure it out until he's able to take over again. We understand Alvarez. You've been there longer, but. Torrens is hot right now. He needs to play a little bit more than you. You know, you have to understand these things. If you're doing it all the way around, do it all the way around. Make sure that the ends meet. Don't do it on certain ends of the team and not do it on the other end. You have to do it all the way around. If you're playing the hand, you have to play the hand a certain way.
I'm a firm believer. You play the hot hand until he gets cold. Then
exactly.
You throw Alvarez.
Yes.
But baseball doesn't allow you to do that because dumb analytics. Who cares? But this is when you throw out the numbers. So you know what? This guy's riding. Sorry, Alvarez. You got to sit. Torrens is doing well. We'll ride him out when he gets hot. He needs a break. He waves his hand and says, hey, coach, you know, Mendoza, give me a break, man. My arm is hurting. Whatever the case may be. Okay, cool. Alvarez, go in. Boom. Then you play him. You know, maybe you have a thing where maybe you just play Alvarez once a week, one game a week. Okay, it's too bad, but. Now he gets in there. He doesn't dry up on the bench. You know what I mean? He doesn't get cold on the bench. He still gets in there. And you play Torrens. And then
yeah.
when Torrens gets cold and Alvarez gets hot, okay, Alvarez, you play for a while until your arm or whatever happens. And then you just keep rotating. What's wrong with rotating?
No, you're 100% right. But no, but they have to rotate it properly. You know what I'm saying? But now let's get back to this. All right. So prior to the Mets and Dodgers getting into it, right? Lindor batting 282, 13 home runs, right? Juan Soto batting 233, disappointing 233 with 10 home runs, right? Peter Alonso batting 288 with 12 home runs. This is prior to them getting into it, right? Okay, Otani batting 293 with 22 home runs. Mookie Betts 254 with 8 home runs and Freddie Freeman with the amazing 365 batting 365 with 9 home runs. All right, so when you tally everything up, they have us by like a couple of home runs, but
yeah,
you know,
might be a little better, but not that, much.
You know, but not much difference. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm going to go with my three because, you know, it's Francisco Lindor. I'm Puerto Rican, bro. Juan Soto's Dominican. Dominicans and Puerto Ricans don't really get along, but listen, we're trying to figure it out.
Baseball,
in the Mets,
you
right
do.
In baseball, you do. And then you have Alonso playing for his money this year, more relaxed because he's like, you know what? I'm here to relax. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to play baseball. And it's crazy because he got the contract he has. He hates it, but he has the option to, you know, get out of there. He's having fun. He's doing great. Listen, he has 14 home runs now because he smacked 2 in one day. Last night, you know, 5 RBIs. Soto got another one of the other, you know, 6 runs. But Alonso, 2 home runs last night. It's crazy to me. He's doing this thing. You know, we brought Mauricio up. He's not hitting. It's okay. He'll figure it out. But Alonso's carrying the team. Exactly. He just came up, you know. But the trios, I think that we have a better trio. I think we have a feistier trio. I think I love Freeman. I've always loved Freeman. He's a classy guy. It's like Jeter to me, you know. Like I always respected Jeter. I'll always respect Freddie Freeman, and he's great. And Mookie Betts, I'll always respect him too. Otani's just an animal, okay? So like, you gotta respect these players. These three players together, it's crazy. But Soto, Alonso, the way he's hitting right now, and Lindor, who's been MVP status since last year, you know. I don't know.
See, my thing with Otani, right? If you're the Dodgers, do you just say to him, you know what, man? You're doing great just hitting. Let's just have no reason to pitch.
No reason
maybe
to pitch.
You just shelf him and just say, no, you're no longer pitching and just hit.
I would do that.
Now you get a longer career out of him. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I would do that. Both, he gets hurt, he breaks his arm, or he gets another Tommy John.
Oh, no, no. But you know what he is? You know what he is? This is what you do with him. He's a weapon. He's like a nuclear weapon, all right? I don't want to put this out there. Nobody's exactly. If listen, you don't want to. If I'm the Dodgers, this is what I would do with him. I'm prepping him, all right? He's prepping to pitch, to pitch, to pitch. But guess what? He's only pitching in the postseason. And you know he's going to be super ready to do it and super amped because that's the type of player that he is, right? So not only do you have to break the rules again for him because now he's pitching, and once he leaves the game, he's going to stay as the DH, all right? So he's going to produce on both sides during a postseason situation. He's only pitching in the postseason, so that means that opposing teams don't get a chance to really get a good look at him, and they're going to have to use years prior to, you know, like 2 years ago, look at work from 2 years ago. That's not good enough because, you know, he's going to turn into a different animal at this stage in his career. And yeah. You only use him for a playoff situation and you murder the opposition doing it because they have no video to look at. They don't even know how to prepare him.
Yeah, or you put him in a, you know, you have your starting rotation, right? And then you just put him in a, if it's like an elimination game and you need to win the game, then you, or close out the series, then you put him in. It's like, okay, you know.
Now you have to be nastier with it. You have to be.
They have a lot of assets.
Yeah, a lot of assets. Exactly.
100%. See, that's the nice thing about the Dodgers. You don't need Ohtani to pitch because you've acquired so many good pitchers. But if one of those guys gets hurt or falls out of the rotation, you best damn believe Ohtani's going to be in there. Maybe not this year, but next 100%. Year.
Exactly. 100%.
Or if there's a pitcher that's a free agent, then Glasnow is going to be a free agent. I don't know what his situation is, but. Or what's his name? Blake Snell. If he leaves, I think he might. Yeah, right? Blake Snell, yeah. He might leave at the end of the year. Yeah, right. There, the now spot opens back up for Soto. I mean, for Ohtani, you know?
Yeah.
So right now, let him recover with his arm, let his arm get healthy. Use him offensively and then see what happens either in the playoffs or wait till next year. Who knows?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, we have a shot, you know, like, of course, you know, Otani's trying to break records here. He's trying to do his thing. Alonso's trying to do his thing. I think Alonso's, you know, a big contributor of, you know, why we, where we were at. Because, of course, you know, the pitching has been phenomenal, right? Or not, but, like,
yeah.
We need somebody on the offensive side, you know, handling it for us. And I think he's been so great, and it's crazy. I hope he continues this. I hope he breaks records. I hope he does something where it's like, if we don't pay him, we're just stupid. And then that puts us in a position where, like, we definitely take care of him on the side before he even goes out there so we don't have to fight against other teams to try to get, you know, him back in our lineup. And then we go after Schwarber, you know, like something crazy like that. Whatever it takes, you know, I wanna say this team really put themselves in a position to win. But I understand the Dodgers, they're the champions. They have what it takes. They know what it takes to win, you know. But we're showing signs of life again, you know, like we were able to take that series from the Dodgers at home, right? And then they put the White Sox in front of us. And we're like, wow, what do we do with that? We take the first two, we win the series. But the last game, I couldn't understand why we couldn't win that. And I couldn't understand
they
why.
They gave up 9 runs.
Yeah, they gave up 9 runs. I don't understand that. That bothered me. You know, we were supposed to destroy them, right? Okay, fine. We still won the series. And we were able to take the series from the Dodgers, all right? So we're like, okay. And then the Rockies came. The Rockies, I'm like, all right, now everybody's laughing. I'm like, I guarantee you the Rockies are doing so bad that they're going to sweep us. No, we ended up sweeping them. So we were like, okay, now we have momentum. And then, you know, we're going back to the Dodgers because, you know, it was like a full circle of, you know, greatness back to trash, and then back to greatness. So we played like we were supposed to. And then it's a 4-game series against the Dodgers. So we're like, oh, man, this is going to be bad. No, we take the first one from them, all right? And then they take the second one. And it's all in extra innings, so we're playing really good baseball against each other. The pitching has been doing really well. Everything's been working out for us, right? And then we take last night, we take it with two Peter home runs, MVP. That's what I call him around the way now. And he ends up winning the game for us. Tonight, man, if we win, we take the series from them. Oh, man, it'll feel good.
Yeah, you're 3-1.
Yeah. Well, 3-1 in this series and two over there. So we definitely win the series. You know, that's what we need to do in the NLCS if we end up bumping into them again. Because after this, we won't see them again unless we bump into that situation.
In the playoffs.
Exactly. So Alonso, man, 2025, doing so well, you know. Look, he's played in 62. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm looking at today's pitching matchup for the Mets. It's Peterson versus Knack. They have a good chance. Knack is 3-2, and Peterson's 4-2, 2.6 ERA. So that's good, 2.69 ERA. So I would take Peterson over Knack. There's a very good chance you could take three out of four from the Dodgers.
Yeah, my game is tonight.
You go to Colorado, so you got Colorado. And then sweet Colorado.
Oh my God. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Come back with 43 wins and you'd be 20 games above 500. If you win today and you sweep Colorado, you'd be 20 games above 500 at 43-23.
Wow. I don't want to even think that far.
And you come home first, and then who do you play? You would come home Tuesday, I guess. You come home against Washington. Washington has given people fits. They've given Baltimore fits. They're only 3 games out of 500, so that's a team you cannot lay down for. You know? So it'll be interesting. I definitely think it'll be interesting. I'm not worried about the Mets. They're going to make the playoffs. I think it'll be fine. The division is inconsistent. Atlanta's all hot and cold. They're terrible.
Oh, man.
Right now.
Forget about Atlanta.
They lost 2 out of 3 to Arizona. They're not producing offensively. Michael, they had a situation yesterday with freaking bases loaded, 2 outs, and freaking Harris swung at a ball that was under the ground. It's just like, come on, dude. Like, he's not producing. The offense is not producing like it should. They lost another starting pitcher. I think it's Miss Shaver. Or Schwalenbach, one of those guys, tore his ACL. So he's out. So that's another pitcher. They just got Strider. He's cold. He's not producing, but he just got back. So, yeah, Atlanta's kind of in trouble. And Philadelphia, man, their problem is they have the offense. It's just their bullpen sucks, man. They've always had bullpen issues. Always. So I don't think
but they're playing, they played Milwaukee, right? Milwaukee really put it on them. Milwaukee's tough. Milwaukee's a tough out, man. Don't get them, don't think that Milwaukee's easy. They're not, I don't like Milwaukee at all. Milwaukee always,
they play tough, but they're like the Twins in the AL Central. They play well in the regular season, they make the playoffs, and then they just fall apart.
Nah, and I'm not counting the Phillies out either. Listen to me. I think we have a slightly better team, but they have a really rugged, rough team. Like, and I like that energy. I like that energy.
Half a game over the Phillies. One and a half over.
That's for today. Let's see what happens after when the game is over. When the games are over today. But listen, I think the Mets are on a roll right now. I think they're feeling good, especially if they win today. I think they're feeling good about themselves.
How could you not? And then you're going to Colorado. Now, here's the thing. You're feeling good about Dodgers. You can't get lackadaisical. They can't get lackadaisical. Be like, it's all right. We're just going to go into Coors Field and, sip all some mimosas and sweep them, with our eyes half open. No. Colorado will bang you up one day.
I know.
They could pound you in the head. Look at Atlanta. They lost to them in Colorado. I was like, what the heck? They lost 3-1.
They're a major league baseball team, bro. Listen, it depends on who you get on the rotation. Because it all wraps around. Yeah, exactly.
Could
hurt you.
Really hurt you.
Exactly. But the thing about Atlanta is, all right, the same thing that's happening with Baltimore. Baltimore is, at the bottom of the pile in the division. And Atlanta seems like they want to do the same thing. Miami's coming up. And, Washington, they leaped over Atlanta now. So it's New York in first place, 39-23. Philly right behind them, 37-24, which I'm not going to count out till the season is over. Because I like the Phillies. Listen, I don't, there's something about the Phillies. You know, I like Zach Wheeler. You know, I like Walker. But they're treating Walker like, you know, Walker's, you know, going to be coming out of the bullpen now. They have a great rotation. Don't get it twisted. They have great players. And Washington has great, you know, youth. And the pitching is, you know.
They have a decent
rotation. Staff. Yeah, they do.
Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah, 29-32, Atlanta's 27-33. You know, are they going to continue on the, you know, to fight, or are they going to end up at the bottom of the pile as well? We're going to find out. But listen, I think the Phillies still have something, so I'm not going to count them out. I'm going to continue to say that. It's important to say that. The window hasn't completely closed yet. There's a trade deadline out there. They can easily grab a couple of pieces and make something happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about the hitter of the week. Let's talk about that because I want to forget about the Mets right now. The Mets are driving me crazy. I feel like we finally turned it around, but we have to keep going in the right direction. I think we're not doing enough, but that's just me. But pitcher of the week, gunslinger, Schwellenbach. He went 6 innings. Right, 6.1. So that means, you know, he had a little light in the seventh, but, you know.
So he got into the seventh inning.
Exactly. A little light. Like I said, a little light in seventh. You know, 5 hits, none earned, 11 strikeouts versus Boston on the 31st. You know, 5-0 win. This is the type of energy that you guys need. That's the type of energy you need. But, you know, I think it's a little bit too late for you guys at this point. I don't know. It's going to be hard to climb.
And the offense is... Dude, let me tell you something, man. You know what bothers me about the Braves is the lack of production from the main core guys. Riley, Olson, and Harris. He's been the biggest disappointment because he started out high. He was doing great, and all of a sudden, he just hit a rut. And he's too aggressive at the plate. He's not taking the balls. He's not taking the pitches. He's not... You know, he's not taking what's given to him. He feels like he's got a home run or nothing. And then he misses on pitches he's not supposed to swing at. And so he's been a disappointment. He's playing great defensively. That's great. But they need runs. You know, he can't just rely on Ronald Acuña to be the savior all the time. You know, he has good days and bad days, too. He just got back.
But he is
not
a savior.
Not every day he's going to hit a home run, you know.
He is nasty, though. He carries that team, great. Which is crazy.
He does.
He does. He really does.
But, you know, you need the supporting cast underneath to keep him going, you know. It's just, I don't know what, he's just literally, falling. I was texting my friend, co-worker, and we were just texting during the game, and she was saying like how, because she ran into his dad during the game, Michael Harris's dad, and she was saying how, like, oh, she told his dad, like, oh, you know, it's good to see Harris is finally turning around. And then that day he just like went 0 for like 4, whatever it was. He just like slumping, and he's
it's
like, "You shouldn't have said anything."
Nah, but, it's not about know, that. Depends on the just, pitching.
That's a team that's. I think Atlanta's gonna be one of those teams. They're gonna be aggressive in trading for pitching because they have the offense. You could see they got pieces you could trade. You could trade Verdugo, who's been doing okay for them. You could trade. Anyone that's not the main core guys. You know who else are they going to trade for? In my opinion, Sean Murphy, because they found themselves a true catcher in Baldwin, and Drake Baldwin has been producing for them. He's going to be their starting catcher for the future. And, you know, yeah, they gave a lot of money to Murphy, but they can let him go now. They'd be like, all right, cool. So that's a good sign. Can you get starting pitching for him? I don't know. But if you could trade into a team that needs a catcher or – that could use him as a DH to hit. Murphy's not a bad deal. He's just not doing well in Atlanta. And they seem to riding with Baldwin. So that's a guy they could trade for. I don't know if they would trade Albies. I don't think so. Nick Allen is the shortstop. He's their future now. They just let go of Arcia.
Had a home run.
Yeah,
he
would. You know, you got Allen, so that's good. So yeah, who knows? I think Atlanta's kind of on a little bit of the youth movement. You know, they I forgot the other outfielder's name. Can't think of the guy's name, but he's an outfielder for them that's been doing pretty well. But so the problem with Atlanta is the problem with Atlanta and every team besides the Mets and the Dodgers is they're and the Yankees is their rotation is not producing or they're hurt. You know, you have a big advantage when your pitching starting rotation is shutting lights, shutting out teams in the first six innings. It makes the work on the bullpen less stressful. It puts less stress on the bullpen. You know what I mean? And that's going to help you get a long way. So when you do hit a rut in the road with your starting rotation, your bullpen is well rested, maybe not well rested, but it's not overused. It's not burnt out. So they can pick up the slack. Okay, you know what? Peterson went only with five innings. He struggled, but it's okay. We got the bullpen to pick him up. You know what I mean? Just an example. You know, so that's what you, you know, that's what you want. If you like all three phases to be clicking at the same time, starting rotation, bullpen, and offense to be clicking, that's how you become dominant. And that's how the Dodgers won last year. All those guys, the rotation was on fire. Everyone was producing that needs to produce for them. You know, and the opposite happened to the Yankees. The pitching rotation was doing great, but the defense was awful. They fell apart. They had a massive explosion in the fifth inning. They blew the World Series. You know what I mean? Yeah. They shit the bed.
No, that's exactly what happened.
And then the big guy Judge was not producing. Soto did great for them. Soto literally carried the Yankees in the postseason. But looking at the Yankees now this year, they did a smart move because all the guys they got for instead of signing Soto, they're all producing. Goldschmidt's doing well.
Everybody's
Bellinger's
doing well.
Max Fried is going to win a Cy Young with the Yankees. He's pitching today. So it worked out well for them. You know, everyone said, I don't know, but this is what makes the Yankees great. They're smart. Yeah, they got the money, but they're not going to just put all their eggs in one basket out of desperation because they're like,
they
what?
Try to, Lasha. Don't make them sound like they're geniuses. This is plan B. What's working for them right now is plan B. So that means that they have a great GM and he figured it out. It's working out.
Well,
no problem.
They realized
but
more
that's
holes
not what that wasn't the plan though. Yeah, but that wasn't the plan, Lasha. Let's not make it sound like they were geniuses and they said, you know what, we don't need Juan Soto after they got rid of all that talent
money.
For him. Exactly.
No,
and
the
talent.
They were going they wanted him. They were gonna keep him, but they weren't gonna just continue to get outbid. They knew the Mets would outbid him they had a certain line, like, okay, we're not gonna go over 720 million. I think that's what the Yankees offered him, 710. And they said, we're not getting anything over that. Well, the Mets went over that, so guess what? They draw a line. They're not gonna just play. It's, you know, it's like an auction, right? If you're trying to buy a luxury, you know, a car that you want to buy that's being auctioned, you'll keep going, but you're gonna eventually say, okay, this is my cutoff. I'm not gonna exceed this cutoff, and that's what the Yankees said. The Yankees were auctioning for Soto, and it's okay. This is our limit that we're gonna auction, and then they say, okay, we'll let you go. And we'll use that money somewhere else. Now, so far it's working. Who knows what happens if all those guys were being terrible, then everyone would be like, oh my gosh, Yankees, you should have re-signed Soto, blah, 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 blah. They would have been killing
They tried to, but it didn't work out. But listen.
No, they tried and they offered the money. Can't say they didn't. They wanted it, but they knew they were going to get outbid. So they had to go to plan B. You know what I mean? But you still make the offer to him. Even if you know you're going to lose, you still make the offer to him because, you know what, maybe Steve Cohen would have been like, man, the Yankees just keep going, can't keep going away, and then it puts pressure on Soto, like, you know what? Yankees keep me. You know, I'm just going to go back to the Yankees. Who knows? But that didn't happen. So, but who knows? Maybe all those guys the Yankees got, maybe they cool off. Maybe Schmidt doesn't do well. Maybe Bellinger doesn't do well. Maybe, you know, Fried, you know, slumps a little bit. But I don't see that happening.
Nope. But I don't see that happening at all. But listen, they're going to play. And they're going to make it happen. They're going to take that division. Unless Boston figures it out, you guys need to jump on wild card statuses. Like, you need to figure out how we're going to get into this wild card. Boston needs to figure out how they're going to win the division. Because if not, they're right in front of you in that wild card. They're going to take it. But they need to figure it out. You need to figure it out. And if you both help each other in that way, you both will be in the playoffs in different situations. But let's see what happens. You need to figure out who you're getting rid of, who you're trying to get in here. You know, how hard are you playing to try to get into the playoffs? or is it a complete wash? The Mets have to figure it out too. What are we doing? I think they have to weigh too much pitching. There's going to be more pitching coming in now. Who do we keep? Who do we don't keep? You know, like who do we get rid of? Who do we use as trade, you know, bait?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You don't think what?
Go ahead. I don't think that we have what it takes to get over the hump completely in this playoff situation against the Dodgers. Not just yet.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think the Mets, I don't know if it's... Because you don't need the offense. You know they're going to show up. You know what I mean? You know eventually all these guys that you have will produce. Now, the thing with Baltimore, what I was going to say was Baltimore, the month of June is very crucial. If you can get to that end of June and finish above 500, I mean, finish with a 500 record, like finish this month and your record is above 500, then you can determine, okay, where, then they'd be like, okay, where's our position in the wild card? And also determine whether or not, okay, then you can know for sure if you're sellers or not, or buyers. Because by then, you have what, 3 weeks in July to determine whether you're going to be sellers or not. By then, you already know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think by Baltimore, I think by the time you get through the Detroit series, the you have to, not by the end of the month. You have to see how you fare against Detroit. Everything else is easy prior to that, right? So, like, once you get past the Detroit series...
You got Detroit, you see, L.A., Tampa Bay, the Yankees, and Texas.
Yeah, I would Tampa fight... Bay. After Detroit, you should say, okay... Because, you know, you just finished playing Seattle. You did well. Now, if you play Detroit well, because they're the best, right? Listen, we're up there as well, but Detroit has the most wins. They continue to show us why they want to be a force and stay up there and... They're going to be in the playoffs with no problem. And they might take everything. They might be strong enough to destroy everything in their path. We don't know yet. Let's see. It's early. But not early enough to say, oh, my team is 13 games back. We can't make it. No. We know that you're not going to make it. It's really hard to come back from this. But a wild card situation, no problem. I think you guys have a shot at that.
Yeah. And the hitter of the week was L.A. De La Cruz versus Kansas City. He went 2-for-4, 2 home runs, a walk, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs in a Cincinnati 7-2 win.
Oh, yeah. So if that's the case.
Amazing.
If that's the case, I would have nominated my boy Peter Alonso last night,
yeah,
with 2 home runs, you know what I'm saying? And
I was just going by next. He'll be in next edition.
No, sure.
Alonso,
you know,
did so good.
Yeah, that would have been, you know, last night, Alonso did great, bro. Like,
yeah,
his stats for last night, I think I have those here, obviously. Because, you know, not that I'm not jumping on a Peter Alonso bandwagon. I'm just saying that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. You know, last night, right? 4 at-bats. 2 runs, 2 hits, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, 1 strikeout, no walks. All right. In the last 7 games, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. That's in the last 7 games, bro.
Yeah, he's
okay.
He's been great, man.
That's crazy. So, you know what, Ellie De La Cruz, I'm sorry, but you're a close second. You know what I'm saying? But you're not doing what Peter Alonso's doing right now. Peter Alonso's fighting for his life right now. He's a household name in Queens. He's fighting for a new contract. He's like, this is what I really deserve. This is how I really play when I'm not thinking about money or baseball. I'm just thinking about smashing the ball. And that's what your job is to smash the ball. That's it.
That's what they paid him for.
That's it. All right. So that's understandable. Now we're going to get to the part of the show where I stump Lasha on a weekly basis. It's a trivia question. What pitcher has the most career no-hitters? All right. What pitcher? All right. Now I need the name of the pitcher and how many he pulled off. No-hitters? That's crazy, right? There's somebody out there that has multiple no-hitters. That means that it wasn't a fluke. It just means that he's genius. You know how hard it is to pull that off? That's crazy talk, man.
Yeah, so I know it's not someone recent, When I say recent, someone from like the 2010s and now, because nowadays these pitchers don't even last five innings. So it's got to be someone, some guys that could come to mind. What do you call it? Strawberry, Doc Gooden, but I don't think it's them.
You said Doc Gooden. Not Strawberry, because Strawberry was in a pitcher, but Doc Gooden was.
Doc Gooden, yeah.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Gooden. Who else? I don't think it was Clemens or Martinez or any of those guys or David Wells. Who else? I'm trying to see.
A little further back, yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, I got to go further back.
First of all, you have to understand it has to be a lot further back because you already know. You hate
like,
this,
when
the
I
fact
say,
that...
Like, and I say, you know, like, in the 50s and 60s.
Nah, see, nah, you're going, okay, yeah. But because, you know, you hate the fact that if a pitcher's rolling, why take him out? You hate that. So, understand, yeah. This is the era where there was, like, this guy's rolling.
He pitched 8 innings, 9 innings.
Exactly. This, I mean, it's no hitters, right? He pitched the whole game, you know?
Yeah, and they don't do that anymore.
Exactly. So, you already know. We're talking about the 70s, 80s. You know, that area. Maybe
so
90s.
The only guy I could think of is he played for the Astros. He's part owner. Nolan Ryan, he was always lights out. That'd be my guess.
Wow.
Nolan Ryan.
All right. Yeah, you got that right, sucker. Now, how many?
How many
do you think?
No hitters?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 15.
15, Jesus. You gave him a lot. All right. It was only 7. He was great. But you gave him a whole extra, you know, 8.
Extra 8.
A whole extra 8.
But I just said that because he was really good.
Nah, he was really good. That was good, Lash. I like that. But we've come to the end of the show. There's a lot of good stuff going on out there. You know, listen. The Orioles need to make moves. We need to make moves. You know, we're showing them what we have right now. Tonight, we both have a lot of great games to watch tonight. I can't wait. We both have a lot to talk about tonight. We will be texting each other and the whole, you know, the whole clan tonight about what's happening. Yeah, on your side, my side,
and
exactly.
Both of our games are early, so there's no going to bed early.
There's no going to bed early tonight. Tonight, we play. And we shall see what happens. But we need to win tonight. It's a very important game for us. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to the fan base. It's one of those games where it's like, do we really have what it takes? This is one of those games where we have to show them that we have what it takes. You, same as well. You have to keep the streak going. You know what? Because the streak tells people, all right, they did that. They did this. They did that. They did this.
Maybe you need to get hot.
Receipts. You need receipts. Yeah, exactly. Yes. You know, listen, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, and also, you know, just because they're playing crappy teams doesn't mean it doesn't count. It still counts.
It counts if you do the right thing. If you do the right thing.
And they always say, in baseball, you got to beat the bad teams if you want to be successful. Because if you can't beat the bad teams, you're not going to beat the Yankees. You're not going to beat the Mets. You're not going to beat the Dodgers. You're not going to beat the Braves. You're not going to beat Detroit. If you can't beat the Colorados of the world or the White Sox, what chance do you have against the Mets? You don't. You're supposed to
destroy them. And listen, you're doing the right thing. Everything's happening the right way. So you're playing like a high-caliber club that comes in and is like, oh, we have this team. We're supposed to destroy them. So let's destroy them. You're not winning by a lot, but you're winning the games. And if you win 6 in a row today, tomorrow it's 7. You know what I'm saying? This is how you got to look at things. You have to keep the ball rolling in the right direction. You never know. The Yankees might lose today. You know what I'm saying? You might jump a couple. Everybody in front of you might lose tonight. And you might win. You have to play like that. You're playing for a wild card now. You're not playing for anything else. So focus on Boston losing and focus on what's in front of you. You have to look at the division in a completely different way now. Unfortunately, but it still keeps you in the business. You know, look at us. We had to stay in business as a wild card, you know, last year. But it worked out. And look where we ended up. We ended up playing hard. And doing, you know, some amazing things last year. Now, are we strong enough to beat the Dodgers again? You know, to play the Dodgers? We're showing it to you right now. If we can beat them today, then, you know, what's the difference? Otani will have another 25 home runs. Alonso will have another 20 home runs. It's okay. So it'll be a better
Even
player.
If you split it, it's okay because you split against a really good team.
Yeah.
You know, remember, the purpose of road trips, you want to finish the road above 500.
Yeah, you're right.
However many you do, you know, if you can finish, what's a seven-game road trip? Yeah, 7 games. All right, you go 4-3, you go 5-2, 6-1. I can see the Mets going 6-1 in this road trip. That's a really good road trip. You know what I mean? And then you come home and play Washington. That's a really good momentum.
Now, but Washington has good stuff going on, too. Washington has been playing well. Yeah, yeah, man. Prior to us going into that LA series, Washington won 10 out of the last 13. So they're not playing around.
They're not a bad team, no.
They're not a bad team, okay? You know? That's okay, you know? God bless the Rockies for winning a series finally. After losing, like, what, 22 in a row or something like that. 22 series. That's something crazy like that.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But, you know, we came to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. There's a lot of crazy madness going on right now. It's just 2 months in. We're close to the trade deadline. I can't wait to see what happens with that. We're going to have fun with this. Tonight's, you know, it's going to be a great baseball night for both of us. And I hope you enjoyed this show. Peace, Lash.
Yeah, man. Good luck to the Mets.
Thank you, brother. Likewise. Good luck. BAL.